listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life broadcast for Wednesday, June 4th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I'm glad to be here and hopefully we have no technical issues tonight.
Fingers crossed. I'm right there with you on that. So happy to have you joining us. So happy to have those in the live chat joining us as well. We always appreciate your contributions. I know we both love seeing you each and every week, and we love catching up. And always a thank you to those that take the time to listen to us from the archives as well. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So I'm very excited tonight. We're having a very special guest. I haven't known him very long, but he's made a great impression on me. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Doug Kelly.
Hey, everyone. Good to be back with you again. And thanks for the nice intro, son.
It's only been 38, 39 years. It's not that long.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm looking forward.
Literally.
I'm looking forward to this topic, staying grounded in life, and such an important topic.
Well, that's really tough these days, too, Dr. Doug. I tell you.
Yeah. It is, but let me give you a little preemptive insight into this whole topic that just occurred to me, staying grounded. And I remember way back in the day, probably about 37 years ago, and I remember sitting on the easy chair down in the basement watching TV and watching Star Trek, mm-hmm. and having a little 1 or 2 year old in a onesie on my lap, watching it with me, and thinking as he fell asleep, enjoy this while you can, because it's going to be gone in a heartbeat. And here we are, nearly 39 years later, and all those times, they just went by so fast. But that was part of being grounded, enjoy it while you can. So, let's talk about what does it mean to be grounded. I'll give you a kind of a little foretaste appetizer here. Basically, it just means avoiding the highs and the lows. I mean, you think about a sea, think about the ocean, and think about a turbulent sea, waves, big, tall waves and crashing, and then compare that to a calm sea. So that's essentially remaining grounded means avoiding the highs and the lows, avoid black and white thinking, maintain an even keel, even emotions, even disposition. It means being down to earth. It means being reasonable. It means having the ability to be reasoned with, not jumping to conclusions, not yelling, talking in a calm voice and manner. That's kind of what it means to be grounded. But let's delve into it a little bit more. And I have three general areas that I want to cover: critical thinking, perspective, and self-awareness. So we'll start with critical thinking. What is critical thinking? Well, it's defined as the mental process of actively and skillfully conceptualizing, applying, analyzing, synthesizing, and evaluating information to reach an answer or conclusion, as from the dictionary. So it basically means thinking clearly, thinking for yourself. It means to avoid conspiracy theories and radicalized groups of any kind, both of which are basically just cults. So critical thinking means looking at the facts, asking the question, what are the facts and what do those facts tell us? And not succumbing to belief for sheer belief's sake. In other words, just because you were raised with a certain set of beliefs does not make them true. We have to look at what we believe and reason on it, do research on it, and determine whether those beliefs are legitimate, whether they're founded in and based on fact. That's what critical thinking is. So think for yourself. Don't buy in to any other beliefs or conspiracy theories or any of that stuff without really thinking it through and doing your research and coming to your own conclusion. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Any thoughts, Michael and Vicki?
Well, absolutely. I'm looking in the chat, though. Can I just interrupt for a second and say welcome back, Dr. Angie Skittle? We haven't seen Angie for a very long time. And
Hi, Dr. Angie.
Oh, you know, I love that girl. It's been a long time. You know, she's been with the school from about the beginning as well.
Nearly, yeah.
And both staying
grounded.
She teaches
the animal communication courses.
She does. And staying grounded, you know, that's Angie. That's part of what she knows all about. So I just had to throw that in there, Dr. Kelly, because, you know, I was great multitasking student. My brain here for a second. But I'm totally with you on the staying grounded and appreciating the moments and some critical thinking. That's not easy to do, though, when you're feeling a moment of emotion, you know, and you have to push that pause button, you know.
Absolutely. And that's a good point. Go ahead, son, and then I'll come in with another thought.
I was just going to say, absolutely, you know, got a couple of thoughts. And of course, you know, especially when people around you are not grounded, that pull that, you know, that we, the human animal, are very social beings, and we tend towards groupthink a lot of times, and we have to actively push against that to chart our own path, you know.
Yep.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, just like you were saying. And that tribal social tug of what you wanting to fit in with the group and all of the secondary gains that come with that, the acceptance and all those things. But, you know, you can't just do something for the sake of it in the group. You have to find your own truth, and you have to do what you feel is right. And the only thing I'll say, staying grounded, living in the moment, appreciating that moment. You know, I don't have kids, but I do have the dogs right now, and I will tell you that they help me with that every day because of the things that they prioritize, you know, that they love. And I empathize, and I can share that love, you know, with them and through them, and it's just a wonderful thing. So that's my two cents.
Does a demanding cat qualify?
I got them too, but yes, they do.
Yep.
Funny. All right. So the point that I want to make, I'm going to make in the section on self-awareness. So so we talked about critical thinking as a way to stay grounded, thinking for yourself, avoiding all the crazy beliefs that are out there, conspiracy theories and all that stuff. Stick to facts and do your research. Okay, the next area that I want to talk about is perspective. That means seeing the big picture. You know, back up. You know, take a look at the forest. If you're right next to a tree, you can't see the forest. So back up. You know, and look at the whole forest, you know, and understand that it's, we need to know that it's not about us and it's not about them. It's about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us. And we need to keep that perspective. And that means, and this is a big one, I have to remind myself of this all the time, don't take yourself too seriously. That's a huge one, because when we start taking ourselves so seriously, we almost get a tunnel vision of sorts, and we can't see anything outside, or we lose our perspective. We lose our peripheral vision, if you will. We need to have a healthy perspective on life, neither negative nor manically high. You know, keep it level, keep it even keel, keep it solid and steady. And when we stop taking ourselves so seriously, we snap back to reality. And part of this is, I like to say, we need to learn the so what mentality. And let me explain what I mean by this. I say this a lot to myself. So what? So what? Something happens, so what? You know, is it really that big of a deal? Somebody cut you off.
We lost sound. We lost sound there for a second.
Are we back now?
Everything looks good on my end. I don't think we lost sound, did we? I heard you consistently.
Anything. Okay.
Damn.
We'll soon find out in the chat.
Okay. So, anyway, where was I? The so what mentality. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Okay, so what? You know, if somebody is trying to merge into the lane, you know how that happens? And we're there, and they're kind of coming up on the side of us, and they're trying to merge, and a lot of times we don't want to let them in. So what? Let them in. It's not a big deal. It makes no difference. Let them in. And this so what mentality can be used in so many areas. You know, if somebody is rude to you, so what? You don't need to rattle off anything or reply or, you know, curse them out or anything like that. It's their stuff, not your stuff. Remember that. It's their stuff, not your stuff. So what? You know, stuff going on in the world. Yeah, we're all a little worried about that. But again, so what? It'll pass. It always does. One way or the other. You need to look into this so what mentality. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't care. So make sure you get the sense with what I'm saying is about. It's not that we don't care. And there are some things we have to care about, and we have to not say that about, you know, somebody's ill, somebody needs some help. It's not a so what moment. But those moments that tend to tick us off or make us angry or, you know, whatever, people's behavior, their attitudes, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So what? Let it go. Just let it go. And this kind of brings me back to the point that I was going to make earlier, that I said I was going to talk about self-awareness, and I'm just going to talk about it now, and that is respond. Don't react. No, don't catch the ball. And if you've been through my courses, you know what that means. Don't catch the ball. You know, when somebody tosses a ball at us, it's instinctive. We just want to catch it. And the same is true when somebody hurls an insult at us or says something rude or mean. We want to catch that and then fire right back at them. But that's reacting. We don't want to react. Reaction is an emotional response. We don't want to do that. We don't have to. And that's the whole point of why not catch the ball? Because you don't have to. So we want to respond. That means using critical thinking. That means staying grounded. That means using a level head and saying something. If we have something to say, we can say it back in a kind way. We don't have to yell at them. We don't have to get, you know, run off on them. And we don't even have to respond to it. You know, that's assertiveness. If you say something mean to me, I may or may not respond with anything. I don't have to. I don't have to ever address that. But I might, but I don't have to do it this minute. I can do it promptly, which might mean in 30 minutes or an hour, or depending on the nature of it. But don't catch the ball. Why? Because you don't have to. So this is the so what mentality, because so many things just don't matter. And that's where not taking yourself so seriously comes in. if we take ourselves less seriously, then we're not going to get upset at all these things that people will do at times. Another, a last part of this section on perspective is managing worry and stress. You know, worry is just borrowing perceived trouble from the future to deal with today. You know, all the water in the world will not sink a ship unless it gets on the inside, metformin. So same with worry. Don't let it in. Don't, you know, you look at the world events, regulate your intake of news, because there's so much crap on social media and in the news. It's hard to know what's real and what's not. So just regulate that. Manage your worry and your stress. Any points from either of you?
When you were talking about, the so what, that's one of the first things I learned in journalism. When you're writing a story, where's your so what? So what? There's a story, but, so what? Like, how is it relevant? How is it important? How do you kind of put that together? You've got, headline, a body, and a close. And hopefully your close somehow ties into your beginning. And that's a statement. But if you're responding to something, I often say, what do I hope to achieve? Whatever I'm about to say or whatever I'm about to do, because it could not go well. What do I want to achieve by that? I was talking to a friend today, and I said, even as a kid, I learned in survival mode about fighting. There's no sense in fighting. Fighting is just feeding a dark side. But if I find myself in a battle, it's a battle to win. And it's just like that's a survival thing. Or I go quiet because it's I just lay down, roll over because it doesn't matter. So it's kind of, I think, in the state of the world, we're in that where you take an action but know what kind of action you're taking and what you hope to achieve by that versus there's nothing I can do about that, and I just need to stay home and plant a garden, And I think sometimes that's the best way of, I know a lot of people on here have animals, and Michael brought up a good point. And Dr. Angie, bless your heart, she says, and I know that's a slang in the States, but up here, I mean it literally. She says, I converted from rescue to rescue sanctuary. She's in the process, and these guys are staying, but she has no room for more. And, that's grounding. Mm-hmm. No matter what's going on in the world, I think we all want to do our part, but we have to pick our part clearly, whether it's, don't get involved in road rage. It's like that fuels the fire. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. That's what people want when they argue and they fight. But like you said, Dr. Kelly, it's just ignore that. It's like the so what? Mm-hmm. It makes you feel good to do that, but okay, but I'm not biting.
Mm-hmm.
Not feeding it.
I completely agree with this, and I think when we get into, the road rage instances, the angry comments, and different things like that, it's very easy to react and to get frustrated with this person and what have you. One thing, I got a speeding ticket years ago, and I had to take a driving class to avoid having points taken off my license. And one of the things they said is, if somebody is, doing something that makes you angry on the road, just imagine if they're in an emergency situation, what do they have going on, which is always a good point. But there's one thing that I just want to take a moment to read here real quick, and I'm going to do an abridged version. It's one of my favorite poems, if not my favorite poem, If Only We Understood. It's an anonymous author, but I originally read this in a psych textbook back in college back in the day. I'm going to read the abridged version. Could we but draw the curtains back that surround each other's lives, see the naked heart and spirit, know what spur the action gives, often we would find it better, purer than we judged we should. We would love each other better if only we understood. If we could truly see what is going on in the heart, what struggles we are each dealing with, what spurs these different things. You know, a lot of times it's insecurity. A person lashes out because of their own insecurity, because of their own need for validation. We would be less angry. Would we be more, you know, I say this, but I don't mean it as a pejorative. You know, we would be more pitiful. We would pity them, you know, and I don't mean that as in a bad way. We would be understanding that, hey, that's coming from a place of hurt, and we would kind of take the sting out of that. So I think we often can imagine what is spurring the action that would want us to catch that ball, to catch somebody else's drama. You know, we look at it for what it really is, not just the game that that person's playing. What's the underlying cause? And I think that, for me, helps me maintain my sense of serenity if and when I can.
That's a good one, Michael.
In the spirit with that, here's a little quote, maxim, that from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow that I came across decades ago, and it's always had an impact on me. And he wrote, "If we could read the secret history of our enemies, we should find in each man's life sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all hostility."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to look beyond that. So, great. Let's continue on. Talked about critical thinking and perspective in the last section. I want to talk about is basically self-awareness. Again, all having to do with staying grounded in life. You know, a lot of us are, trying to search for enlightenment, you know, and work toward that, grow toward that. And one of my students at TFU made a comment in her one of her answers regarding enlightenment. She says it's not a mystical experience. It's a psychological state of inner wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. Enlightenment, not a mystical experience, but a psychological state of inner wholeness. Thank you, Nishtha. And I thought that was very, very profound, really. I mean, it nails it. And that's what, again, staying grounded, an inner state of wholeness. So she did good on that. So some other points, being self-aware, getting back to nature, to the point we can. There are things in nature that are wonderful, and that might resonate with us. So whatever resonates with you, nature, you know, recognize it or ponder it or view it, you know, put yourself in it. Tracy looks out the window here during the day, and we have a couple of bird feeders and a bird bath, and they're very active, all kinds of birds, you know, ravens, crows, and cardinals, and woodpeckers, and other little finches, and just different birds, and they're all going and busybodying, you know, going over here and there and flying around. There's squirrels eating peanuts, and it, for her, that is grounding. That's a precious moment for her, and she can just look out the window and see all that going on, you know. And this is from her too. Find some pleasure each day, something to be happy about each day. You know, find a victory in each day, something to feel good about. You know, look for a good thing each day, whether it's in your kids or pets or job or friends, well, whatever, family.
If I may be so bold, what is your go-to, Dr. Kelly?
What is my go-to? Well, I also enjoy, you know, seeing the animals, the wildlife around here. I enjoy, you know, my home. I enjoy my yard. I enjoy going around the neighborhood, picking up trash.
Mm-hmm.
My 30-plus-year-old refurbished golf cart that I did myself, you know, that I refurbished it. And those things bring me joy and groundedness. I enjoy mm-hmm. projects. You know, I enjoy seeing students grow. I enjoy reading what students write. You know, and some of it is very profound, just like what I read to you. And there's so many good things that are there. And frankly, the world is a beautiful place. And I don't put too much concern or worry into current world situations, current U.S. situation. It'll pass. You know, and I do place a lot of hope in that things will only get better. And if it's the next chapter, that will be better. You know what I mean? So those are things that I enjoy and that bring me hope and keep me grounded. Plus human nature. I mean, I find it fascinating. And I know there are so many good people out there with good hearts who want to do the right thing and who are doing the right thing. And no more evident than in my students. And again, I've said this many times, 15 years ago when I started the schools, I made chess to start with. I didn't realize how many like-minded people there were out there. Mm-hmm. And it just blew me away. How many people just want to do well and who want to leave the woodpile higher than they found it? How many people want to help other people? So that keeps me grounded. That lets me know that there is hope for humanity. You know, I don't dismiss that. I think that there are more good people who want to do the right thing than there are those who don't.
Hopefully I think that's a good position you're in with the school of no matter what's going on in the world, you have, you know, the joy of being with like-minded people and all mm-hmm. the, I don't know that, because it is really heartwarming to see that there's so many people who want to learn. And that's the position yeah. you're in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I bet, and we got the same things for all of us, though. Look at here tonight, look in the chat room. You have all these folks, students, graduates, others who are of like mind and who want to do the right thing. So we're surrounded by decent people. That's a good thing. And we need to all remember that. And yeah. another part of the self-awareness section here is, you know, maintaining a higher frequency and vibration in order to stay grounded. Because we all see people with lower frequency, people who get into road rage, who get into hurting other people, criminals, you know, all those people, they operate at a lower vibration. They are not aware. They're not self-aware. They're just selfish. All they want is what they want. They don't care about anybody else. They don't care about who they hurt. They just don't. But we need to maintain a higher frequency, a higher vibration, and raise it each day, you know, by learning something new. That means not being selfish and wrapped up in our own problems to the point where we lose empathy for mm-hmm. others. That's important.
Well, I had an aha moment the other day. I came across a reel-to-reel, a little video, and there was this fellow mm-hmm. talking about the biggest addiction in the world is money and wealth and selfishness. And how he mm-hmm. encapsulated that into an addiction. And I went, whoa, it's absolutely right. That makes perfect sense. Selfishness in and of itself and wanting more of is its own addiction.
Yeah.
I hadn't quite thought of it in those terms before.
It's an interesting way to phrase it. You know.
So, yeah. Go ahead, son.
I was just going to say, you know, that's kind of one of those things where, you know, selfish greed is an addiction. You know, kind of obviously it stems from being the human animal in an era where resources were very finite. We had to constantly struggle for survival against others as well. And it was all very much a life and death thing, but we're not in that anymore. We can grow beyond. We can raise our awareness. We can expand our minds. And one thing that I do to try to take myself out of my own drama to center myself is I visualize kind of a third person view of myself, and then I pull out, you know, like a camera zooming out. I see the city I'm in, and I just see all the hustle and bustle of people around me, and then I zoom the camera out again in my mind's eye, and I see the nation. I see the North America. Zoom out again in my mind's eye, I see the planet. Zoom out again, I see the solar system. Zoom out again, our galaxy. Again, the galactic filament. One of thousands of galaxies in this one strand of a galactic filament. Zoom out again, the entire known universe of trillions upon trillions of stars. Kind of puts things in perspective. And far from making me feel insignificant, it makes me feel like I understand. Like I understand my place powerful. In this great, beautiful work of existence that, you know, everything feels big when you're zoomed in on it, but when you zoom out, it, mm-hmm. you know, puts it in perspective.
Well put. Well put. All right. So don't get so wrapped up in your own problems where you lose empathy for others. Respond, don't react, as I talked about earlier. You know, insist on being happy despite what is going on. Happiness is where you see it. We choose our happiness. And if we're not happy, we need to change our mind. We need to look for things that do make us happy. Look at creation. You know, look at what Michael just said. Insist on being happy despite what's going on. Don't sacrifice your peace for anyone or anything. Mm-hmm. Keep it sacred. Keep it sacrosanct. You know, at the same time, don't be oblivious to what's going on in the world, but don't sacrifice your peace. And my last point on this area of self-awareness is don't drink to the point of impairment.
Mm.
Being drunk makes you stupid. And it's not
or sleep.
Yeah, preferably. So that's what it means to be grounded. You know, avoid the highs and the lows. Think of the turbulent sea versus the calm sea. Avoid black and white thinking. Stay on an even keel. Keep your demeanor calm and dignified, you know, and honorable. Being down to earth and be reasonable. You don't have to catch that ball. So hopefully these points helped.
It reminds me of something when I was young. Of course, I had greater highs and lows, like I'm sure everyone here. And I often would see emotion like a graph. You know, you got that straight line across. And instead of going way up and way down, I want it to just be a wave along that, you know, that center line, and trying to make sure I'm a wave of managing my own emotion. Because where every great high is an equally great low, and that sucks. You know, yeah. You know it's coming.
That's a good way to put it. It's like a sine wave. Oh. Keep that sine wave shallow. Keep the valleys and the peaks shallow so it's more even.
Well, then you can ride the waves. You're not going to deny who mm-hmm. you are as mm-hmm. a human with emotion, but manage it so that it doesn't control you. You're in management of your emotion instead of highs and lows controlling.
Oh.
And that was a revelation to me when I was in my 20s. And I went, whoa, that's a big one.
It is.
I always mm-hmm. see the graph.
It's. I like the way you're thinking about it. I was just going to say, I like the way
everybody's. Okay. I'm gonna say my piece, and you can say it because I'm gonna sign off. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and I'll be back next month for another topic. But I hope everyone's doing well. Stay centered, stay even, you know, stay grounded, and things will certainly go much better.
So well, certainly glad to have you. I bid you adieu, Kelly. Thank you for joining us again today.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
Great.
Yeah. Oh. And I know that the students appreciate you too. It's good to hear your voice on the program and not just me and Michael.
Well, I don't know why anybody gets sick of hearing me. I mean but that's just me.
Well, I will say, because I haven't sent you the information yet, either one of you, but next week, Dr. Oliver Williams will be on. He's a graduate from IMHS and TFE. He's got 4 degrees.
Awesome.
2 from each. And he is an energetic guy. He's not only is he's a musician, plays a piano spectacularly, but he also helps people with, you know, therapy and different modalities. And he's got his own, and he's just a wonderful person. So he is going to be on, and I'm going to tell you the theme that we have. He sent me some information, and if give me 1 second, because like this was just a last minute thing I was thinking of. It's about, I had to do this.
I do.
You go ahead and talk when I find it, because
While you're looking for that, I was just going to touch base on my last thing when you're talking about the waves. And, you know, I agree that when you look for happiness in life, you know, it is not simply the elation of the very high peaks. You know, it is the contentment of being, you know, pleased and happy with your existence, of enjoying the people around you, enjoying your family and loved ones, the dogs. And life is going to throw peaks and valleys at you.
Yep.
There are going to be times where it is a dark low and life brings you low, and you, it is okay to feel it, but don't dwell in it. And also, you should not constantly be seeking, you know, the highest of highs, you know, in the sense that it's like chasing the dragon, you know. But
so I found that for you, Dr. Kelly. Intentional set point is what he's talking about next week.
That's true, but the theme is going to be miraculous creating. I just found it too.
Good.
So I'm going to put that in the chat for you guys, and then you won't forget it like I did. And that's, I'll put it in both Teams chat and the other one.
Miraculous creating.
All right.
I look forward to that.
That's Dr. Oliver Williams.
All
right. Anyway, so thanks, everyone. I appreciate it, and I hope everyone has a great evening or day whenever you're listening to this. And I'll let you guys carry on with cards and so forth.
Thanks, Dr. Kelly.
Thanks,
everyone. So I think we have time for a few cards. I know Cherry jumped right in there. She was saying, are we doing cards? So we'll start out with Jerry, but we'll take a few, whatever time Teams will allow us to do, because when we have multiples on Teams, it gives us a time limit.
No, we got that squared away. That was an issue initially because Microsoft is Microsoft, and they don't like happiness in the world. Microsoft seeks to eliminate happiness whenever they can. So they were putting me through these hoops, and I couldn't get the license to work right. No, we're fine tonight. We got plenty of time.
Okay.
I don't know if I made that clear, but no, we're fine. That being said, yeah, we're going to draw some cards. I love the chat, the back and forth, good stuff. Appreciate all of the good points. And yeah, we do have some cards, so people throw your names in. I know we got Jerry first. And I am not doing a good job writing them down, but for you first off, Dr. Jerry, I got number 3, be who you are, walk your own path. Let's see. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself. That is a great card for tonight.
Well, in this case, what I'm inclined to say with the King of Clubs, that King of Wands there with the BU, is if you need to bring out the masculine side of yourself, Jerry, don't hesitate. You know, it's like sometimes you have to assert yourself. And, of course, as a club, you know, that wand, that's in a really positive way. It's proactive. So I want to say to you that there may be a time here where you need to call on that other side of yourself. And obviously it's indicating here you would do that in a really good way. So I hope that makes sense to you. Okay,
right.
We have Brad.
All right. I'm going to be leaning on you for this one. The chat's moving fast. I'm trying to keep track. But Brad, you get number 10, the indomitable power of the human spirit. The human spirit is unequal in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
When you combine that with one of the major arcana strength, if things have felt a little bit challenging lately, Brad, you know, uncertain for you, it's calling on that inner strength, that inner human spirit. Because sometimes it's not our minds that walk in the world, it's our spirit. Spirit has hope, spirit sees the better, spirit has the will to live, you know, all those things. And this is saying you have an enormous amount of strength in yourself. So I just want to say that this is an affirmation to you, kind of a reassurance, and you got this. Hope that makes sense, too.
I like it.
in this fast chat that's going, we have Howard next.
Howard, I gotcha. And for you, I have number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Another major arcana, the sun. Education is bringing you into a new light of yourself. It's like you're on a real big learning curve and all these little awakenings. So think of the sun as new life. And it just popped in my head. You got something to look forward to in August. Beats me, Howard. These things pop in my head. Because I just thought of Leo. That's in August. So I want to say there's some very cool things going on. Even if it's under the ground, it's going to come up and bubble up, and it's going to work for you. That's another good affirmation.
All right. We have Damien next, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
All right, Damien, my friend, good to see you. I have for you a wild card number 9 blank. Let's see. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It's what you need it to be. And it's all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, but also in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
The 7 of diamonds. Blank and the 7 of pentacles. I'm going to see this as ambition. I'm going to see this as... the 7 of... Seven of Pentacles is always about like harvest, like you've grown the garden, now you're harvesting the vegetables kind of thing. But that blank card is, what do you want to grow? It's anything is possible here. So it's like, take a focus, Damien, and grow that. It's rather than too many things. If this is just saying something, take a focus on it and grow it, because that's going to bring you the finances you want. Finances are important any way we look at it. So,
well, true enough.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the feedback, everybody. I'm trying to catch some of these things, and I go, wow, now that makes sense.
I mean, you're hitting some good stuff. You know, Howard is throwing out, being in career transition, but August might be the month. You know, Brad's throwing out his appreciation, how it resonates. You know, you're hitting them. Now, always hope that the mathematical, probabilities of the universe speak through me pulling cards. But But, I will tell you this. We do have, and by the way, thank you, Audra, for putting that list in. Makes it easy to see. But I will tell you this, going from Damien, your wild card number 9, we have Dr. Kevin next. You get... regular card number 9, empowerment. So 9 to 9, going to empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution, in principle, for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to others.
Well, that 7 of Wands or 7 of Clubs is always a protection card. And so I'm kind of referring back to what Dr. Kelly was saying earlier about, staying grounded. Empowerment, 7 of Clubs, I want to say ward off the bad guys. Ignore those negative comments. Look, there's negative stuff out there everywhere. And it's really hard sometimes to filter through that. But sometimes people do it just because they can, you know, and you have to just take it with a grain of salt. So that's what I want to say to you, Kevin. If you're finding any challenges, just take it with a grain of salt. You know, put up your shield and never mind that stuff. Keep doing you. We're always learning. Oh, Wendy said you had that card empowerment back in April, end of April. So that's a repeat for you. And I want to say power up. And that's not in an egotistical way. It's a self-certainty, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, you know, in a year when we haven't really had that many repeats, it seems like the ones we do have stand out all the more.
Yeah, they sure do. Okay, I hope that resonates, Kevin. We have Jackie next.
Jackie, for you, I have number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It's an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy. Sorry about that. I think a couple of words are trying to come out at the same time at the beginning.
Emperor. That's interesting. You think about one destiny, and the emperor has everything to do with about, you know, power, authority, the overseer. And some people don't get it that we're all going to the same place, Jackie. And if you happen to be dealing with someone who has one of those microscopic visions of life, it's just understanding that that's their vision. You know, we all live in our own realities. And you have, as Michael very eloquently described earlier, you know, he can zoom out and have this macro view. And yours is more humanitarian, where someone else may not feel quite the same way. And, you know, you might be coming up to facing a decision. You know, do you want to stay or do you want to go? And then you, if whatever it is, you take steps in that direction. So I think, you know, you're feeling the rumblings of dissent in a bit, you know, in a way. Emperor is very, very proud. So, you know, and not always in a bad way, but when you got, you know, one planet, one destiny with that, that's what, anyway, that's what comes to me. I hope that one makes sense, Michael. Okay, we have Dr. Jeff next. Moving along.
All right, Dr. Jeff, I have for you number 19, invoke the counselor within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This might be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you. Good one.
And you got the King of Pentacles. Pardon me, the Jack, Knight of Pentacles, Jack of Diamonds. What is your gut say about finances? What does your sense, rationale, analyticals tell you about finances going ahead? So the counseling within. Oh, and Wendy said you had that card back in January. So it's good to take in lots of information, Jeff, but ultimately it's your decision. What do you think is the right course of action? So, and it's also about earning money, receiving money, and what direction you want to go. So another question about finances here for someone. So you got this. You know what you're doing.
All right. Good stuff. And, you know, what I want to say, again, thank you, Audra, so much for putting together that list. It really helped out with that chat going by so fast. But, of course, we don't have enough time tonight for your cards, so we're going to go ahead and move on. But I'm kidding. I don't know why. I don't remember where that joke came from where I was teasing Audra.
Picking on Audra.
Because I think she always says if we have time. But anyway, I digress. Audra, You get a very appropriate card for you tonight. Audra, you get number one, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are. A perfect work in progress, always changing and always growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a solution is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
I'm going to repeat.
That was last week.
Audra had that. Yeah. I'm going to go way out on a limb here, Audra. And I'm going to say that you had an aha moment. An aha moment of what you want to be when you grow up. Trust me, I'm asking myself that all the time. Because I got the death card, which is always about rebirthing. And I said, so what's that about? And then I got the Wheel of Fortune. So that's two major arcanas with that perfection. And it's like these thoughts or these feelings are coming to you at a perfect time. Like it's all lined up for you to say, this is what I want to work toward. I'm not going to kind of settle in to feel too secure where I am because I now think I see where I want to go. And you're going to go for it, according to this. So you've been through a lot of changes the last few years, Audra, but you just keep growing exponentially. I'm going to say you're in another rebirthing process. So that's great. I like it. It's uncomfortable when you're in it, but it's trust in the process and trust yourself.
Good advice always. All right. We have our
card keeper.
Yep, we almost jinxed each other. That was close. That was real close. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we do have our card keeper, Wendy, next. And, again, to those that might just be tuning in or haven't heard us in a while, Wendy tracks the cards that we pull, the inner oracle cards that we pull, and looks for those patterns. So that's when we say, hey, we see that card was pulled last week for Audra, or, earlier in the year for, I think it was Dr. Jeff, things like that. That is thanks to Wendy. And this has been something that really adds a lot of insight, and it's something that you volunteered for, that you came up with, and we appreciate it so much. So just, again, I cannot say enough thanks and enough shout-outs to Wendy for that. But, Wendy, tonight I have for you wild card number 7, hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. That's a good one.
Well, and I got the 9 of Diamonds, so that 9 of Pentacles. It's about home, family, your lifestyle, and a question of, I hope I can maintain this. But I want to say also about something about independence here. You want to know that you can do this yourself. You want to know that you can stand up in the center of it and say, I created this life. And that's really empowering, Wendy. Especially for women. I know a lot of men go, what are you talking about? Well, women know what I'm talking about. You've done good. Now you need to sustain that and make it grow. And how then do you make that grow? And I think that's where you're in this transition of, I want to make my life grow. And that hopefulness is, I do know how. And so putting new things into effect. Before we go on to Dr. Angie, and thank you, Wendy, for the feedback on point, she said. I appreciate that. But I'm so glad to see Dr. Angie here. I myself am even a little gobsmacked at Audra's response in the chat. For Audra, it was, that aha moment. What do you want to be when you grow up? She wrote in the chat, oh, wow. That was the topic of conversation with the girls at work today. First thing at 6 a.m., LOL. What did you want to be when you grow up? Michael, even I'm a little gobsmacked at that. These things come out of the air somewhere from spirit, these little thoughts or voices or pictures, and I'm just praying them right, and there we go. That's profound. Thank you for that, Audra. She says she was going to be a pediatrician, hairstylist, actress, artist, inventor, person who helps people. A jackette of all trades. I think that's great. It's fun. Okay, we have Dr. Angie next. Thanks for being here, Dr. Angie. She was asking about Fran in the chat, and we haven't seen Fran for many years.
Yeah, but, it's been a while.
Yeah, she was a student also at school and very active, and that's the way life is, Michael.
Yeah. Well, change is a constant. And yep, I can only hope that the reason we haven't seen her is a good change, that she, she's been able to find I think she had happiness, but I don't mean to say that she didn't, but that she's in a happy place, that she's doing well. And, Fran, if you ever do listen to the archives, just know that you're still in our thoughts. All of you are, Dr. Angie, you've been in our thoughts too. And, we, through this chat, through these words, we do form relationships and, we miss you when you're gone. And
Wendy says she's never leaving us.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I think, Dr. Vicky, you or I, I think we could probably go without one of us. But if Wendy's gone, I don't think we got anything.
Well, if I'm not here, it just means I'm dead.
way to lighten the mood, Dr. Vicky.
Dr. Angie, what have we got for Dr. Angie? Let's see.
Dr. Angie, I have for you number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy.
Oh.
Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play. It's a good one.
Well, it is. And then, so I get the Five of Cups. I say, what's that about? Divine Energy, Five of Cups. Because that could be an analytical moment. It could be a taking inventory moment. Looking at how you serve the greater good, which we know you always do. But then I said, okay, I want clarity on this. So I picked another one. And Major Arcana, Judgment, which is about making an announcement. And I get this feeling that you're trying to define how you want to deliver yourself, how you want to put yourself out there. I know you said earlier in the chat, going from a rescue to a sanctuary. But this is telling me that still looking at how you want to portray that, how you want to deliver it. And I think it's just going to flow to you. And as bonkers as this sounds, in the next 2 to 7 days, a whole lot of ideas are going to come to you about how you're going to make all this possible. But it also is that there's these self-revelations in there too, Angie, like you're realizing things in yourself as you're going. So I think this is a really big time for you, and it's all going exactly the way it's supposed to. So that's awesome.
Good stuff.
Ooh,
I like
a big transition. I like it. Yeah, I really like it. Well, Angie said she might not make the broadcast, but she's always here. Thank you.
I love hearing it.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed tonight, Michael. We've you know, had Dr. Kelly here talking about staying grounded and, you know, had all these folks in the chat and picking some cards. It's been a good night.
It has. It's been a good one. So, you know, looking forward to next week, too. You know, we're going to have our special... I cannot speak tonight. I swear to God. We're going to have another special guest. We're going to have a great chat. We're very much looking forward to that. But, yeah, no, it's been a wonderful evening. And, we're going to still have to wrangle Dr. Mike around here one of these days and get him back on. But, you know,
yeah, for sure.
If you're listening to this and, you know, you have any ideas, you have some things that you want to maybe throw out there on the broadcast here, then, you know, let me know. You can, you know, throw it on our Facebook group. You know, give us a shout. Give me an email at drmichael@icmhchurch.org. You know, we'll make it happen. Exactly. We'll see what's going on. But it has been
Michael,
a one. Yeah?
Aunt Dr. Angie just said, she said exactly, I hit a snag in my county and went into it with the pound. She quit completely and everything's on hold. Well, can I reassure you, Angie, you've got some really big ideas coming. Listen to the spirit. Things are going to come to you in your dreams. You're going to wake up in the morning and say, oh, that's how we do this. You're going to be fine. Yeah.
Good catch. Good shout out, too. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome night.
It is.
Anyway, don't let them push you around out there, folks.
Ah, always a good one to go out on, you know. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you believe in. And, live your truth. So, thank you, Dr. Vicky. Thank you to Dr. Doug Kelly. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Please join us next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.